This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome to The Encouragers with Minister Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, bringing words of encouragement for everyday life.
Our Father, who art in heaven, sovereign over everything, please forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My topic for today is trust in the Lord. My scripture is Proverbs 3, 1 through 8. My text is Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, which states, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments." We must be constant to our duty, because that is the way to be happy. We must live a life of dependence upon God because it is the way to be safe. The address to my son is an appeal for living in light of the fear of the Lord in all respects, cultivation of faithfulness and humility. We are here taught to live a life of communion with God. And without controversy, great is this mystery of godliness and of great consequence to us, and will be of unspeakable advantage. We must have a continual regard to God's precepts. To encourage us to submit ourselves to all the restraints and injunctions of the divine law, we are assured in verse 2 that it is the certain way to life, long life and prosperity. It is the way to be long lived. God's commandments shall add to us length of days to a good, useful life on earth. They shall add an eternal life in heaven, length of days forever and ever. We must have continued regard to God's promises, which go along with his precepts, and are to be received and retained with them. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. God's mercy is promising, and his truth is performing. Do not forfeit these, but live up to them and preserve thy interest in them. Do not forget these, but live upon them and take the comfort of them. Bind them about thy neck as the most graceful ornament. It is the greatest honor we are capable of in this world to have an interest in the mercy and truth of God. Write them upon the table of thy heart and as dear to thee, thy portion, and most delightful entertainment. Take a pleasure in applying them and thinking them over. To encourage us to do this, we are assured that this is the way to recommend ourselves, both to our Creator and fellow man. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding. A good man seeks the favor of God in the first place, is ambitious of the honor of being accepted of the Lord, and he shall find that favor, and with it a good understanding. God will make the best of him and put a favorable construction upon what he says and does. He shall be owned as one of wisdom's children, and shall have praise with God, and one having that good understanding which is ascribed to all those that do his commandments. He wishes to have favor with men also, as Christ had done, found in Luke 2:52, which states, "And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and man, to be accepted to the multitude of his brethren, and that he shall have, they shall understand him aright, and in his dealings with them, he shall appear to be wise, shall act intelligently and with discretion. He shall have good success, or the common effect of good understanding. Trust in the Lord is necessary for filling any of the wise ways of life taught in Proverbs. Trusting in the Lord is closely connected to fearing Him. With all your heart indicates that trust goes beyond intellectual assent to a deeper reliance on the Lord, a settled confidence in His care and His faithfulness to His word. Do not lean on your own understanding. Further explains trusting in the Lord. One's understanding in Proverbs is his perception of the right course of action. The wise will govern themselves by what the Lord Himself declares, and will not set their own finite and often mistaken understanding against His. We must have a continual regard to God's providence, must own and depend upon it in all our affairs, both by faith and prayer. By faith, we must rest an entire confidence in the wisdom, power, and goodness of God, assuring ourselves of the extent of His providence to all humans in all their actions. We must therefore trust in the Lord with all our hearts. We must believe that He is able to do what He will, wise to do what is best and good, according to His promise, and to do what is best for us if we love Him and serve Him. The New York Times report, the gunman in Texas elementary school shooting had few friends, classmates say. The gunman was a high school senior who frequently missed school and struggled to get along with classmates, acquaintances said, as they tried to make sense of the massacre. By prayer, in all thy ways acknowledge God. We must not only in our judgment believe that there is an overruling hand of God ordering and disposing of us and all our affairs, but we must solemnly own it and address ourselves to Him accordingly. We must ask His leave and not design anything but what we are sure is lawful. We must ask His advice and ask direction from Him, not only when the case is difficult, when we know not what to do, no thanks to us that we have our eyes up to Him, but in every case, be it ever so plain. Our eyes must be ever towards God. To Him we must in everything make our requests known. For our encouragement to do this, it is promised, He shall direct thy paths, so that thy way shall be safe and good, and that it shall happy at last. Those that put themselves under a divine guidance shall always have the benefit of it. God will give them that wisdom which is profitable to direct, so that they shall not turn aside into the bypaths of sin. And then will Himself so wisely order the event that it shall be to their mind, or which is equivalent for their good. Those that faithfully follow the pillar of cloud and fire shall find that though it may lead them about, it leads them the right way and will bring them to Canaan at last. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. We must live in a humble and dutiful subjection to God and His government. Fear the Lord as your sovereign Lord and Master. Be ruled in everything by your religion and subject to the divine will. This must be, number one, a humble subjection. Be not wise in thine own eyes. There is not a greater enemy to the power of religion and the fear of God in the heart than conceitedness of our own wisdom. Those that have an opinion of their own sufficiency think it below them and a great degradement to them to take their measures from, must more to restrain themselves with religion's rules. A dutiful subjection. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Take heed of doing anything to offend Him and to forfeit His care. To fear the Lord so as to depart from evil is true wisdom and understanding. Those that have it are truly wise, but self-denyingly so, and not wise in their own eyes. For our encouragement thus to live in the fear of God, it is here promised that it shall be as serviceable even to the outward man as our necessary food. It will be nourishing. It will be health to our navel. It will be strengthening. It should be marrow to our bones. The good judgment, moderation, and being sober, the calmness and composure of mind, and the good government of the appetites and passions, which religion teaches, tend very much not only to the health of the soul, but to a good habit of body, which is very desirable. Envy is the rottenness of the bones. The sorrow of the world dries them, but hope and joy in God are marrow to them. Jesus died a painful death on the cross, so that our sins may be forgiven. So let us trust in the Lord with all our hearts and obey his commandments. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. There is the saving power of the Holy Spirit. If you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of a living God, and are willing to confess your sins to God and ask for forgiveness, God will forgive you. If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager. Today's topic is spending time with God. Many people want to work for God, but they don't want to spend time with God. Research indicates that adults spend an average of 6 hours per day watching television, 3 hours per day on cell phones, and 2.5 hours per day on social media. How much time in prayer, on these, worship, Bible study, and meditation are you spending with God daily? Relationships grow deeper and closer through spending time together. It's no different in your relationship with God. It is important to spend time alone with God in order to know him more. Mark 1:35 says, "Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed." When we spend time with God, we experience a freedom to express ourselves to him, and we allow him to speak with us directly through his word and prayer. Spending time alone with God out of love is a way to fellowship with him and to abide in Christ. It is important to spend time with God because God is the source of our strength, and we need his strength to fight our spiritual battles. We also spend time alone with God because it is a great pleasure and a part of the abundant life Jesus came to bring. Now you may be thinking, "I would love to spend more time with God, but I just don't have the time." It's not easy to shut out the world, set aside a few moments by myself, and spend time in God's word and prayer. It may not be easy, but it is essential. Make it a priority, because we don't want to serve the world and miss the Savior. Do we serve in the community while our Bibles gather dust? Are we volunteering our time but neglecting our prayer life? We will be most effective when we are filled with the Holy Spirit. Although we have all violated God's divine law and fall short of his glory, be encouraged to know that God loves you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who died, was buried, and arose so that you may have everlasting life. So put God first, trust and obey his word, and don't delay. Spend time alone with God every day.